Well, Aidan, manager of the Milford team, obviously, you're a happy man this evening.
Oh, happy, surely, Tom. Any day you play a county final and won it, it's great, you know. We knew ourselves we were going to be up against it with Termon. When I spotted Eamon McGee a few weeks ago involved with them, I knew that these boys were serious about their game setup. And I knew the way they would be set up as well, that was defensive, was going to be their game plan. And today, in fairness, I expected it to go the way it went. It was going to be tight all along, but I knew the system they were playing. They couldn't keep the fitness level going that they were at. So I said to our lads, stay with them, boys. Hang in there. And the last 10 minutes, we will get over the line because we will be fitter because they cannot keep going. The intensity in the tackle was phenomenal by them, and I have to compliment them on that. Yeah, but a good players, you know.
You got off to a good start, and I suppose Ryan McMahon scored the penalty. You put you in a good place. You got a couple of points after straight away.
Yeah, I think once we got the penalty, I think we actually... maybe complacency set in or something, but we just, the man walked through from midfield straight through the middle of your defence.
For their goal, yeah.
For their goal, straight through and stuck in the net within a minute of us getting that penalty. So that frustrated me. I thought we were in a good position when we hit the penalty, but then they crawled in and got points, and we went to sleep for 10 minutes before the start of the, or before half time. I said to the boys on the sideline, we need the next score before half time or else we're in bother. Like,
yeah.
Thank God we got two great scores, in fairness to Ronan Dock and Rory O'Donnell, two super scores from distance. We done it at half time, three down. Not that it was panic that much, but it was a better place to be than five down. And I knew myself then, coming out at half time, that would give it a good rattle in the second half. We always have done well in the second half, to be honest to you, Tom. Yeah. And it seems to have been the way all year long. Any game we've been playing, we've came from behind.
Yeah.
So it's a system we've been working with, unfortunately.
They had that 3-point cushion at half time, and it looked like if it was going to be, you know, going to be to their advantage, because you know you got a couple of scores and they got a couple of scores, and there was still that 3 points going into the last quarter.
Yeah, and the first score of the second half they actually got it, so it put them four up. But I said to the boys, don't panic. There's 2 points that matters in the game, and that's the very first start line and the end line. Whatever happens in between, you may go one or two up, one or two down. Do not stop working. Don't change our system. We had a plan. We played in the front foot. Times it may not work for you, but it worked for us today. We went out and attacked. We didn't go the defensive route. We decided, right, we're going to try and play them on our terms.
Yeah.
As much as they tried to put us into the defensive role, we didn't fall for it. We pushed on. Now, thankfully, as I say, as it panned out, it turned out exactly how I expected. I thought, right, lads, we're going to be probably struggling midway through the game. We'll get level or ahead coming up to the end of the game, and we'll push on our fitness wall to go over the line. And that's what we firmly believe, every single man from 1 to 24.
Yeah,
and that's the system we work with.
Tell me, obviously, you on big days, you want your big men to stand up. And I thought your big men stood up today, Ryan McMahon, Ronan Doherty, Conor McHugh. You know, the people you would have expecting and wanting to show the leadership, they showed it.
Exactly, Tom. As you know yourself, I was involved with Teams U back in 1991 and 92. And as you always said to us that time, I've never forgot it. I've always taken it into my football career. If you can get about 10 of your players to play on the big days, 10 out of the 15 will get you over the line any given day.
Mm.
I said to our lads that last night, look lads, this is what I've always been taught, and it never fails. If you can win the battles in maybe 10 or 11 positions in the field, you're going to win the game every time. Doesn't matter. And then when we have key players around the middle, our diamond was strong now. Conor McHugh, Ryan McMahon, Ronan Dock, and centre half forward then, you know, you had a strong diamond there to work with. So I knew myself, if we could work it in there, and we did, we decided in the second half, I said, look, lads, that's where they're dominating. We've got to punish them in there. So go at the throat. So we went for the throat, to be honest, and that was, you know, thankful.
What does it mean to the club? Is it second now in 3 years?
Second in 3 years. It's great, Tom, for ourselves. Like, you know, first year playing Division 1 football. I know your own club, don't know. You have been always there in Division 1. This is our first year. Well, we played back in senior championship back in 93, sorry. But from that, it's a great year for the club. And this year, there's young lads, as you said earlier, Ronan Dock and Remy Mahan are in the senior panel at the minute, showing well. And that all blends well for ourselves and senior level. And we have championship next week against Irua. Nice ding-dong battle. We're looking forward to it. And, you know, them young lads will give them a bit of belief going forward for next week, you know.
Look hopefully.
But, Tom, I'd like to just thank a few people. Obviously, I'd like to thank the club executive for their help all year. I also like to thank Joe Donnell, who's never let me down. My own daughter Alana, who's been with me every game, my secretary, and Pat Barrett and Luke Barrett, the last few weeks have helped me out as well. So a great night. We're looking forward to a good night out. So thanks, Tom, for everything.